It's Saturday game day. I love it, man. How pumped are you for today? Sitting across from the edge. Saturday. More games.
More games. It's the real deal, baby. I don't think there's anybody on the planet who isn't biased, as in like, hey, I live in Michigan, so I'm a Michigan State guy or whatever. If you just look at the whole college landscape, SEC is just the best to watch. On CBS, it's a crisp fall morning. The way they do it, how clear their picture is, it's like you're there.
Well, the other thing is they've got the SEC spread out all day and all night. You've got a noon game. You've got a 7 o'clock game. The noon game's a big game. Actually, that's probably... I guess it's the biggest game of the day, really, if you think about it. Kentucky-Auburn, as far as I'm just looking down as far as matchup-wise, what we're looking at.
That's probably the biggest as far as ranked teams. Maybe Army-Cincinnati, I don't think that's a bigger game. But you have that game. You have a 3:30. You have a 4 o'clock game. Then you have the Alabama game at night. We've got some dogs we like. We're going to talk about the sucker bet. We're going to talk about some live dogs that we think can win outright. Of course, the Edge has got a hammer play.
Just for anybody who listens, you know some weeks where I feel better than others. I don't love the overall week, but I swear to everyone that win or lose, I have a hammer play today. I've been waiting for 6 months and Skip knows I love this game.
And it's funny, and I'll say this. This might put you in my, if you win this one the way it could go, I might just say you're the greatest. Literally, I might just say you're the greatest because a lot of people going against you on that one. We're going to jump in. The first game on the board that we're going to talk about, I just think it's a lot of points. We're not going to spend a ton of time because we're going to zip through these college games and then get into some breakdown some of the big games. But Oklahoma, K-State, that's a lot of points, man.
Oh.
28 and a hook. You got the kid Rattler or whatever. They didn't play anybody. 28 and a hook's a lot of points to give K-State in basically a conference game, isn't it?
Well,
a lot of big numbers. All day, by the way. All day.
Big number. Oh, my God. I'm amazed by – I don't know what is happening with that.
I've not seen this
with all the
college.
Unknown.
Well, just I've not seen this many big spreads. You've probably got 12 games where they're 14, 15 more points, 17, 20, 25, 30. That's a lot of games. That's half the games.
Well, it should be really concerning for the pros, so to speak, the sharps, because of the fact that the ATS against the spread is really high for the favorites. For the dogs in college, which means that you would think it would come back down to earth, which means more favorites in college would win this week. And that's why that play is our sucker bet, the Oklahoma, because I think a lot of people are going to be laying those points. But before we go any further, we'll break that down better. You mentioned the real big play or game of the day is Auburn and Kentucky. It's the biggest game until Mississippi State is hanging with LSU. Then you might have two big games. Other than that, you really don't have anything else substantial.
Yeah, I agree. Not really. Well, again, we're still in that stage where there's, we've had cancellations. I'm intrigued by the Florida Ole Miss game. I am only because I like Lane Kiffin. I want to see what Lane Kiffin can do after he got a little more experience because he was at Tennessee. He was at USC. He didn't really do much. They're not starting the Plumlee kid. I think they're starting the Corral, I believe, is Corral, something like that. He obviously can sling it. Plumlee's a ridiculous athlete but cannot throw it like Corral, I guess. But given 14 on the road, it was 15.5. It's down to 14. What do you think about that game?
I think that's one of the premier games to watch. Yeah, I typically am. I don't know. They usually let me down, though, as far as just the overall what I expect from them for the year. They tend to underperform ever since, Urban left. But it's hard for me to really know how Matt Carroll is going to play over. I think if he's smart, if Kiffin's smart, he'll use Plumlee also. I know they like the kid Henry Parrish. They got at running back. They got another kid starting in front of him because he's only a freshman, but – with the way, the one thing we haven't touched enough on, with the way that college is this year, where you don't lose a year of eligibility, you've already seen it with Clemson in particular. You're going to see freshmen play all year long.
Oh, 100%.
Because they don't have the redshirt.
They don't have the redshirt. I mean, if you're a stud and you can ball, you're going to play this year. Another game. Now, I'm going to tell you what right now. The number, it's the highest total of the week at 77 with Central Florida and East Carolina. I mean, I'm not going to say you're going to do the over, but it'd be hard to bet that under. I mean, UCF's going to score in the 40s, 50s. I think East Carolina, who's got their quarterback back, got a lot of kids coming back, is going to roll it on that game. That's a lot of points to give on the road, giving them 28 on the road. That's a lot of – I mean, you got to be up 35-0 before you're feeling good. There's no way I would give that – lay those points on the road. If I did anything there, I'm going to take East Carolina and take my chances. I mean, I like what I saw at a UCF on the road at Georgia Tech, but damn, that's just a lot of points. You got Georgia Southern Louisiana. I don't have anything on that game. That's kind of a poo game. I mean, that's with all the other noon games. Louisville, Pittsburgh, anything for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you like Louisville plus there?
Have to.
Do you? Yeah.
I mean, how could you not? To me, I mean, I guess some people like Pickett and think Pitt has a real defense and all that, but I think Louisville's more battle tested, and I know they're on the road, but they should be able to get it done.
So let's get you like Louisville outright in that game. All right. Kentucky, let's break down this Kentucky game. Big game, opens at 10.5, down to 7. Went back up to 7.5, total of 49. Your thoughts on that one? Remember, they have the Wilson kid coming back. They had the receiver that's gone. He's in the NFL. We're converting quarterback. What are your thoughts on this game? I mean, break down the game, what you think is going to happen. You don't have to give a play on it.
You're going to have to do this one. You have a better feel on this one than me, to be honest with you. I already know that from talking with you.
I know if you took UTSA right now, you're salty because Middle Tennessee just
somebody asked about that, and I just kind of ignored it today because I was like,
yeah,
well,
I can't comment on.
I knew a lot of people were hitting Mid Tennessee, a lot of like the touts and all that.
Well, but it's a poo poo game. I will say this because UTSA played Stephen F. Austin. I'm gonna give you guys a game right now, Stephen. I'll just tell you, you guys can look it up and figure out what they're doing. The team that Stephen F. Austin is playing tomorrow is going to hammer them. And they're laying about 34. Hammer them tomorrow. It's the Mustangs. They're going to pound Stephen F. Austin. Anyway, Kentucky, for me, look, Auburn lost their studs up front. We know they reload. They have two fantastic wide receivers. They have Nix. Most of the time when a freshman starts every game like Nix does, he comes back his sophomore year, they do make some strides. I mean, Kentucky's got a lot of guys back on defense. I think they have 8 or 9 guys back on defense. They have a very, 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 very good offensive line.
One of the best.
One of the best in the country.
Might have 3 pros. I mean, just what you would hope for in SEC.
We know they're going to try to run it on Auburn, but we know Wilson can sling it. So, I mean, he had 11 touchdowns last year before he got injured. The other kid was just a receiver. They made a quarterback because he's a hell of an athlete. Like I said, he's in the NFL now. So, a lot of people are on Kentucky. I'm just very anxious to watch the game. I just want to see how the game goes. But when people tell me Auburn, I mean, come on, man, it's Auburn. They reload.
Yep.
What do you think about it?
I think it could be low scoring.
Okay.
I think, I mean, you could definitely look at the under there.
I'm on an opposite side on you there. I think 49 is not a high total in that game, but we'll see. Could be. I mean, it's the first game.
If Kentucky has a chance, they better keep it to an under because they like to ground and pound and,
well,
you know,
remember,
beat up the clock.
I think Auburn's got Chad. Isn't it Chad Morris? Is it the Morris?
Yeah, he likes to roll it.
He likes to roll it. They're rolling up tempo this year, Auburn. They're rolling they're rolling fast again like they did several years ago. And Mal Zone, when he rolls fast, I think he's a better coach. I think he comes up with better play. So I like the total in that one. Mississippi State LSU. Boy, that thing's coming down. Opens at 18 and a hook, down to 16 and a hook, 57. Could be a lot of points with Leach. A lot of points.
Well, I can't believe it's already at 16. I know personally I got it at 18, but I would definitely, if it's 16, that's a different ball game, but. And I always tell people, don't worry about the points, you know, 1 or 2 points. But that's a big 1 or 2 points in that game if you're betting Mississippi State. So, you know, if you can get them at anything over 17, I feel pretty – I really like Mississippi State in that game. I just think LSU doesn't have nearly the same horses coming back. And, you know, 17, 18, 19 is a lot in the SEC if you can roll it at all. And Mississippi State can usually score. I really like Costello. And Leach is going to obviously try to go up tempo. So that's you another game that should be fun.
You would tend to roll over. That's a 3:30 start. Like I said,
I will say that over. I do love that over in that because even if LSU covers the 18, I feel pretty confident Mississippi State will put up some points at some point.
I will say the slate today is the best we've had yet. As far as it's not even close. Yeah. Now, I'm not just talking about the games. I'm saying the breakdown and the way they do it today, which is what I like when you have noon seems games. And then, it almost seems real today, like where you have Mississippi State, LSU, you have Texas Tech. What are your thoughts there? That's a big boy total.
That's
too.
The one I like they're breaking down on the pregame is – That just doesn't make any sense to me where that line is, man. I might have to have a play on that today. I mean, that doesn't have any reason that Texas Tech gave up $1 million to Houston Baptist. I know Houston Baptist has a decent quarterback, but come on, man. It's Houston Baptist. You got to shut them down. Do you think Texas would have gave up 100? I mean, I know it's not always that easy, but I just think Texas is well coached. They got a veteran quarterback who's been there 10 years, and I just think they're a better team.
Is this the year where Texas does what they're supposed to and just rolls in and just destroys a team like Texas Tech who, you know, Bowman's okay or Bauman for Texas Tech. I don't love
him. He's streaky.
He's streaky as hell. He's streaky as hell. So you like Texas in that spot. Here's another game. West Virginia, Oklahoma State. Now, I personally in this game, you know, the quarterback's out. That kid, Jarrett Dodge for West Virginia. Now, I remember him. I believe he was at Bowling Green, and they just didn't have athletes there. He was either at Ball State or Bowling Green. He can sling it. I think there's a live dog at 6.5. That's a team. That's a game or seven. That's a team catching seven that I think can win outright, especially if Oklahoma State's quarterback is out, which I believe he is. What do you think? Thoughts there?
Well, yeah, that's one of, you know, to go back to, we both agree on the sucker bet, I believe, this week, but we don't agree on, you know, I got another underdog that I like. So the sucker bet we both agree on is obviously Oklahoma. I think a lot of people are going to lay the points with them, and Kansas State should be able to grind it out a little bit and keep it, you know, within 21-ish, you know, right around there, or maybe even give them more problems. I don't know. Oklahoma hasn't played anybody, so, and they got a new quarterback, but okay, State, WVU, I love that play from you as your underdog, your live outright underdog. I love it.
I feel pretty good. I just think if there's game, you know, again, some of these spreads are so big. I mean, Georgia, Arkansas, I really have no vibe on. I don't even know if Georgia knows who their quarterback's going to be yet. I don't know if Daniels was cleared. Maybe he was recently. A few days ago he wasn't cleared, but maybe he is. Alabama, Missouri, thoughts on that game? I think Alabama absolutely annihilates them. I just do.
Yeah, I mean, I know
they're loaded on offense. Missouri's missing like 10 to 12 guys for various reasons. I know it's a lot of points, but I'm just telling you that.
It. It's not that I don't like it. The worst part is I actually like Alabama's quarterback. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just one of the things where I'm just sitting here and it just in my stomach, I just don't feel it, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Well, obviously
I'd follow your lead on that.
Obviously it's not like it's 14 or seven. I mean, it's a boatload of points. What in a game like that, cause I will not be able to watch it at that time, but in a game like that, you're closing your eyes and you're just saying, you know, what do I see? Well, if I didn't watch the game and I see the score the next day, a 49-17, you might sweat it. I just think by the end of the game, I think they're going to put up points and hammer them. That's just what I think is going to happen. I mean, I just think they're loaded everywhere.
No, I disagree with you. I am not going to stand on the flag, whatever the saying is, for Missouri, dude. I cannot do it. But I'm just saying, I just, for whatever reason, haven't had that targeted this week.
Florida, I know you like this game. Florida State, Miami.
Well, this is a great one.
down. Break it down for
me. I just think it's fun to watch. I mean, I know earlier when we were saying what the big games are, this is not one of them because Florida State is atrocious, but there's not a more iconic game this week. I mean, this one is, you know, as far as rivalries and history go, this is by far the best one. This is the first, I mean, am I wrong? This is the first real one of the season. Who else has played that significant kind of, you know, traditional matchup?
Well, I mean, with the SEC going, some of those matchups are big, but yeah. This is the first, like you said, yeah, the, you know, Florida State, God, this is 11 points, man.
But think of Florida, Miami, that's a big college.
It is. What's going to happen though? I mean, is Miami just going to absolutely decimate them?
Is this a game? This is one I need to look up before I even, you know, I need to see what's going on this morning with the action as far as, or is it 96% Miami? I mean, it feels like that, don't it? It feels like, how could anybody back Florida State in this game?
It would be hard, I think, to back Florida State when you watch them play the way they played against Georgia Tech at home.
How about just how they're coached every year?
It's hard. Well, first of all, their coach is in quarantine. So that's because of the virus, for real.
I know. I've seen it all over.
I think he's still.
But I just forgot. I just wasn't even thinking about it.
It's lunacy. Blackman is just not that good. Now you know you're going to get athletes out the ass with Florida State. They have athletes, but that doesn't mean. I mean, Miami.
It's not a track meet.
If the Miami team that showed up in the second half last week shows up, that Miami team's going to give Clemson some trouble. A little bit. They got some athletes.
You speak for yourself.
Oh,
go Tigers.
I'm just saying they looked unbelievable in the second half. They really did. Now, there were some blown assignments, but they just have athletes. I like the athletes I'm seeing from Miami this year. But God, 11 points. How about what are your thoughts? Who is your pick? Who are you going with in that game?
What are we giving out? Let me ask you something. Are we giving out every pick for every game now? Or are we going to keep a few to ourselves for our privilege?
Yeah, we'll keep a few.
Well, then maybe just, I want to keep.
We're just shooting the shit, man. We're just talking. South Carolina. I know you have thoughts on that game.
I do, but the one I can't wait to talk to you about because I wish we could take some real live calls on this. We can get back to that in 1 second. Kansas at Baylor, though.
Big number.
It's just not being talked about. I just don't know if I'm missing something.
Why is it? What do you mean?
Well, doesn't it seem like Baylor should be up in the 20s? Or what number are you seeing in that right now?
I saw it at 16 and a half.
Right.
Well, why would you say that?
I've seen it at 17 and a half.
Wait a minute. Last week I talked to you about Baylor. See, this is where I got to get on you. You know what? You're flip-floppy. You're a flip-flopping edgy bitch is what you are. Last week when they were going to – I said, I love Baylor laying the four. Who were they playing? Houston.
And you're like, Houston.
Oh. Okay. Oh, because Houston's real good with
that. What would the spread be if Houston and Kansas played?
With that squirrely, nappy-nested Coach Houston sorry ass that they have. I said Baylor minus four. You're like, oh, I can't do that.
How many games has Houston played?
You like that Brewer kid? You said now all of a sudden you love him against Kansas. Boy, you better make up your mind. I need someone else.
I'm going to have to come to Colorado because we can't have this. Right. Listen to me. How many games has Houston played?
None.
How many has Kansas played?
One.
And what'd they do?
They poo-pooed in their pants against Coastal.
And so
They got blizzed out.
I rest my case, Your Honor. That's why I'm liking Baylor compared to playing them against Houston, laying a bunch of points. What was the spread with the – I'm not saying you were wrong last week on Baylor. I'm just saying I feel right maybe on this one because it just seems fishy. Like, it seems like free money, and I just wanted to see what landmines you see out there. I mean, what are you – is Puka Williams really going to hurt you?
Well, Kansas just looked – I just couldn't believe what I was seeing with Les Miles. I mean, that's a team that had some hopes. I mean, they
remind
were
me 20. Of when Spurrier checked out.
Kind of. I mean, even worse. Right? I mean, they just looked so inept. Kansas. It's hard to lay that with Baylor, who hadn't played, and like Brewer can be streaky as well.
But aren't they such a great team as far as what they got coming back? I mean, as far as what I'm looking at, I mean, it's, I don't know. I'm just glad we talked about it, man. What do you think about? Listen, I've been back and forth in my own head about the Tennessee, South Carolina. So what I'm going to do is not touch it because I don't need to. I got enough winners this weekend.
Yeah, I can't say that I love that game. I do want to watch it because I'm interested. You know, that one kid who was the quarterback for South Carolina last year?
Helinski.
Yeah, he got beat out. So I'm interested to see how good again, on paper, a lot of people are thinking Tennessee is going to be better this year.
I've heard so much about their offensive line.
They're getting a lot of hype. And this is a game that if they lose this game and they start off the year again, I mean, Pruitt's got to be in trouble down there if they don't have a good year this year. Right?
Who do you think?
Or no?
Oh, of course. On that note, who do you think? Because I'm not going to waste time talking about it. I mean, I'll talk about those two teams throughout the year, but why talk about them now when I don't really have an opinion right now? I want to see them play. So, you know, people, y'all bet on it if you want. Maybe, and I'm not judging. Maybe you saw something in the spring games they didn't have, or I don't know. But it's hard to tell right now.
I'm going to put. How about NC? Now, this is an interesting game. The only reason I'm saying
so much line movement.
So much line movement, and I swear, Virginia. If Virginia Tech hasn't let me down in this spot 50 times, where I get hyped up on them, and then you look at this and you're like, wait a minute. Why are they only laying 6 to NC State, who literally just gave up just an absolute boatload of poo-poo?
So strange.
Just an absolute boatload.
It's just a weird game. I mean,
and
but
you
I,
say to yourself, oh. Of course they're going to win by 6.
Right.
And now you got nothing. You got nothing. So I don't know if I can. I don't know if I could. I am interested to see the score on that. I don't know if I'm going to touch it. There's no way. I mean, the total's 57. There's just no way NC State's going up and down the field like that against.
I don't know. It's another one of those games where I liked what I saw out of NC State, so it's hard for me. Virginia Tech should be competing for the ACC this year, other than, I mean, obviously they're going to get smoked by Clemson, but.
You like, all right, so what about Vanderbilt A&M? Any thoughts on that one?
No. Yeah. That seems like one of those games where the spread's just right.
I mean, other than that, I mean, again, like we said, until the schedule, I mean, there's not – are there any other games that tickle your fancy where you're like, you know what? This is one I think – you don't even need to give a pick. Just
no, but
you're interested in.
The one thing with the A&M, with it being, you know, around 28 to 30 points, that's what it needs to be. A&M needs to come out this week. And Mond, you know, I've been a Mond guy, right? Well, you know, I'm kind of fed up with him in the sense that he better put up right from day one. He better go out tonight and just roll them. You know, sometimes he lets guys hang around, teams hang around, and, you know, you got to be sharp in these games against these bad teams, especially when you're at home. So
when does A&M ever win by 30, though? Honestly.
I know. That's what I mean, especially with Mond. I mean, they need to just roll it. They really do. I mean, Army right. Cincinnati, you know, that was one where we were talking about because I am giving it out as a play where I think Army could win outright. You know, that would be the one that I would, you know, it was between them and them and Mississippi State, you know, both on the road. But, you know, you gave out WVU outright, which I like as your dog this week that you think is most live. And I'm going to go with Army running that triple option. I'm not a big Ritter guy at all. And losing Mike Warren is going to be huge for Cincinnati. I feel great about getting the 14 with Army, but I also like
the. Well, here's the key. If Army gets that train rolling.
Right.
And if they can establish that run, I mean, dude, they'll drive Cincy nuts. They'll just, now, if they can't, one thing to look at in that game is a couple of weeks back, their starting quarterback was injured. So you need to look that up.
Duke at Virginia.
Strange game there too. I mean, Duke.
Not
look,
for me.
From what you like, Virginia?
Hell no. I'm jumping right back up on the Duke train and riding. Choo choo
choo.
Hey,
give
me some.
Here comes. Look, it's the edge. He's riding with the Blue Devil up there. Look at him.
Poor. He's up there. Poor.
Come on, fool.
Hey, actually, in all reality, 1-1 choo, with them. Choo. So we're going to get the 2-1 this week. I like Duke again this week. Not as an official player or anything, but just as far as, you know, just shooting the shit with you, so to speak. I do like them getting the points.
Do you really? Okay. I don't know enough about Virginia. I mean, I know what I saw from Duke. And again, had Duke not done what they did, again, they lost. I'm just saying, they would have worked them. And people,
I'm trying to take that to my advantage, because you're exactly right.
If you didn't watch the game, you're like, they got worked. But there were times in that game I said to myself, wow, they're going to hammer
BC felt the today. Same way watching that game.
So
a lot of people, like, this is one I don't think either of us are – actually, I know I'm almost positive we're not giving out as a play to our players or anything, but Liberty is a super popular pick this week to just pound Florida International.
I like that as well. I do.
Oh, it's going to be a good day, guys.
Liberty has some athletes, man. I watched them last week, and I know Western Kentucky is dog poo, but Liberty was able to do whatever they wanted, had complete control of that game as a 2-touchdown underdog. And, you know, James Morgan's gone for Florida International. They've had issues with the virus, in and out, people in and out. I think that might be a play I jump on as well. A lot of the other games, like I said, here's another game. Don't sleep on Tulane Southern Miss hitting that total of 54. Don't sleep on it. That is not a high total.
Yeah, you're right about that. The only other ones we missed were Texas or TCU and Iowa State and Georgia and Arkansas.
Well, I won't discuss Georgia Arkansas because I don't care. It's a poop. I'm not doing
that
game.
That number.
So many points.
Bama and all that, and I get it. But, man.
I don't know who's quarterbacking for Georgia. I don't know what I'm going to get. At least with Bama, if I go down, at least I know what I'm going to get. Well, you do what you want to do.
I'm saying is, with Arkansas, who do you feel like is a better team right now today, Arkansas or Missouri?
Missouri. I know what you're
saying.
Right,
that's what I mean. I'd rather go with the team that I know is just awful. You know what? They'll both probably cover in the first half lines. That might be a good one. Both those games might be good to play first half. But what about the TCU-Iowa State?
Well, TCU's quarterback is out. He's got a heart condition. The guy they're playing was a walk-on.
Yeah.
It's 2.5. It's a pretty low total. I think it's in the low 40s. Is that what it is? 41? Let me look. I'm shocked. I'll tell you what I'm shocked at is that Iowa State, who was highly thought of before the beginning of the year, is only laying 2.5 in that game. It almost makes no sense. Baylor's up to 17.5 and 62, by the way. Come on, man. How about Houston Baptist playing La Tech? Big number, though. 67,
Big
68.
Number. I wouldn't mess with that.
Yep. All right, so we're rolling it. We're done, man. We'll be back in the morning.
Good luck today, boys. We'll be talking to you.
Make sure. I think the weather around the country is good. Check all weather. Check all injuries. Get any updates you can get on any kids missing because of the virus. Not playing. Walking exactly. Boots. Whatever, man. Hey, good luck. Have a good day.
Pound
that bookie. We'll see you guys tomorrow for the Sunday show. And by the way, we love tomorrow again in the NFL. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.